Is Hawaii vulnerable to ballistic missiles? A little notice provision in the $607 billion National Defense Authorization Act is asking that question and whether a Kauai test site could be converted into an intercept site. D.C.-based Civil Beat reporter Kirsten Downey is on the line with us now with a reality check. Good morning. Or I should tell you good afternoon.
Yes, indeed.
Maybe even good evening.
Right. Well, only 4:30 here, so we're fine.
Well, there you go. How is it that this small provision is getting so much notice now?
Well, I think we're in a different situation militarily in the United States than we've been in the recent past. And a lot of our attention has been focused on the Middle East. But now... more recently, more attention is being paid once again to issues that we're facing in Asia, at a time that there's also a growing awareness that even with us spending $607 billion in the last year for defense, some people think it may not be enough. Our equipment is old. It's not secure, cyber secure. A lot of our equipment was built in the 80s. So there's a lot of discussion right now about a defense military buildup, which is what brought me to the National Defense Authorization Act. I wanted to understand exactly where we're spending our money now to see if we added more money, where would we add it, and would that make sense?
That's sort of the macro version of the whole thing, but
yeah.
To be able to narrowly look at Hawaii and the threat from ballistic missiles to Hawaii is something that we sort of have talked around or had some rumors about, particularly with North Korea and its various tests. But now it seems to have gotten beyond that point to where there seems to be more seriousness around
there
this. Is there?
And I guess that was sort of the startling revelation I had as I read through this massive piece of legislation, is I stumbled across a few paragraphs where Congress, the defense committees of the Senate and the House, were specifically asking the Missile Defense Agency to inquire whether Hawaii is at higher risk now than it had been in the past.
What has been the response that you've heard from, for example, Senator Schatz?
Well, I haven't had any of the Congress, any members of the congressional delegation be willing to talk about this publicly. I have found what they've said in the past and quoted that from the congressional record. Senator Schatz in the past has become obviously increasingly concerned as North Korea has fired missile after missile out, clearly honing its capabilities. And of course, we also have Chinese building new military-style installations on artificial islands in the South China Sea. So there are new issues. What Schott said in his congressional testimony last year was that he was concerned about the threat from North Korea, and he mentioned that Mark Takai, who died in July, and Tulsi Gabbard, our two congressional delegates at that time, were working with the Department of Defense specifically on this provision. We'll be getting a report very soon, I'd say probably within a month or so, that where the congressional delegations will be told more precisely what the Missile Defense Agency thinks
and
the
Kirsten,
real threat to Hawaii is.
Before we have to let you go, I just wanted to ask you what you're hearing from the Missile Defense Agency about what would be necessary for this Kauai complex to, in fact, be converted to an intercept facility.
Well, anytime there's any land use planning, an environmental impact statement is required, so there will be some sort of an official proceeding that people will have a chance to comment and speak their mind on. But there really seem to be green-lighting this to have it move very quickly. They've already said for the environmental impact statement process to begin immediately, which suggests they think this could happen very fast.
Kirsten, a pleasure to talk to you. We'll look forward to another conversation. Clearly, we'll have another one about this.
Thank you.
Every day, we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat. Today, featuring D.C. reporter Kirsten Downey.